I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired right now, Will.
I know, me too.
Slept like 4 hours today. This is an old man thing. I woke up earlier than I wanted to because I had to pee-pee really bad.
Yeah, I have that now, too. It sucks.
Yeah, and then once, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and Leah was like going to sleep, and I went to bed at like 6 and wanted to sleep till like noon, and Leah was going to bed, and I woke up, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And I go, I got pee-pee, and I had to run to the bathroom, and then I was like, well, I'm up now. This is it.
It gradually happened to me through if I drank, like, alcohol. I would have to get up and pee at some point during the night. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just have to pee now every night. Every night I have to get up and pee once. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks, man. It really does. I told her, I go, you're an RN. Can you just, you know, catheterize me or whatever you call it, you know?
Yeah, and then that's what's up.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I just wake up and there's a bag of pee next to me.
Yeah, but then you go through the procedure of having that done.
Oh, yeah, rip it out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just leave it in forever.
You ever had one?
No, I don't think so. Not that I remember. I think I would remember that.
I've had it 3 times.
Oh,
my God. And one time, Will, they had a student nurse go to remove mine, which was really awkward. I was like 12, 13 years old, and I got like this 20-year-old, you know, grabbing my junk and pulling a tube out of it. Because I was in the hospital with like this really bad like UTI, so they put one in me. And then they inflate a bubble on the inside, like through a syringe and the tube, so it don't fall out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an anchor.
Yeah.
And she didn't deflate the bubble, so she started to pull on it.
Oh.
She didn't rip it, though. She probably would have killed me. But I was like, that hurts really bad. That hurts really bad. And then, like, her training nurse, this big fat lady, runs in. She goes, you got to deflate the bubble.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was like, yep, no more students.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Was she at least attractive?
I mean, I was 12. Everybody was attractive. I'd have banged the old fat lady at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember I was at a doctor's appointment, and he came in. He goes, hey, I have a, it was my annual physical. And he goes, I have a student with me from the University of South Florida. Would you mind if they came in and witnessed the procedure? And I said, yeah, okay, that's fine, I suppose.
What are you going to say, no, and look like a jerk?
Yeah. I was just like, yeah, sure. I didn't really think about it. And the most beautiful angel that I've ever seen walked in this room. And this was 10 years ago, so she was probably only a few years younger, you know, than I was.
Oh, yeah.
And then he does the blood work and the, you know, checks my stomach to make sure everything's okay and checks my heart. And then he goes, okay, now we just need to check your testicles.
Oh, boy.
We can be out here. I went, we don't have to do that. And he goes, no, we got to, you know, just make sure you're okay down there. So you just go ahead and remove your pants and underwear.
And he did that to you on purpose, that son of a bitch.
No, that guy was like borderline autistic. He was just straight to business. He didn't have any motive, I don't think.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, God, okay. And, you know, it's a little chilly in the doctor's office, typically.
Oh, yeah.
They keep it a little cold in order to stop, you know, bacteria and viruses from growing and spreading in the office. People are coming in there and they're sick.
Of course.
So I'm trying to, like, shake it loose a little bit before I do this, kind of trying to just shimmy it loose. And it's just not working. So I had to just pull down my pants in front of this beautiful, beautiful lady. And she looked not unimpressed or impressed, just straight to business. She's a doctor.
She's probably thinking, look, I want to be a doctor, so I got to be professional too. But I'm sure in her head, she was judging your ding-dong hard.
Yeah, she had to have been.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go like, oh, it's cold in here or anything, because that's weird too. So I just had to,
that's what little ding-dong dudes say.
Yeah, I just had to shut my mouth and have this old white guy fondle my testes in front of her. And then I guess he goes, okay, you're all finished. You can go patch yourself up. And he asked me if I wanted a, you know, an STD test, if I was sexually active. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. You know, I couldn't. He goes, you just want this and that, the whatever HIV and whatever the big one was. And I go, well, I guess the whole thing, right? Whatever I could be tested for, test me for.
Because I bang so much.
Yeah, you know, on occasion. And he was like, and she came back in after he left. And he goes, you wanted, like, the full spectrum test? And I go, yeah. She goes, I got you. Don't worry about it. And then I never saw her again. And I'm partly thankful for that because I didn't present my best self that day.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I told this story a while back on the show, too, you know, speaking of embarrassments with really good-looking nurses. So, 2007, I had a blood clot in my leg, a DVT, deep vein thrombosis, and I'm in the hospital. So, I was the first day I was in there, they said, you can't get out of bed. So, if you got to use the bathroom, you got to go in a bedpan. Because you can't walk until we get your blood down to a therapeutic level of thin, you know, of thinness or whatever. And so I hold it all night long. Next day, it's like 24 hours later. I can't hold it anymore. I got to poop really bad. My nurse is just like, I don't know, 60-year-old little fat lady. But I was like, ma'am, I got to poop. You know, what am I going to do? And she's like, well, you can't get up. I'll get you a bedpan. I go, that bedpan's not going to hold what I got to do. I have a lot of poop to come out of me. I've been holding it all night. She's like, don't worry about it. You know, if something happens, you know, we clean it up. You know, this is the hospital. Things like this happen. It's not a big deal. Don't be embarrassed. I go, I'll do my best. So she leaves. I got to scooch up on this thing. You ever poop laying down? It's very weird, right? So, it starts coming out. And I know it's overflowing. I could feel it overflowing. I can't do anything about it. I'm freaking out. There's nobody there with me. And I'm like, oh, God, at least, if I would have had Leah back then, she could have, like, grabbed me another bedpan or something. So it's a mess. Mm-hmm. It's just a mess. Mm. So I beat the nurse's station, and I go, I'm done.
with life. Please come kill me.
Yeah. I go, it's bad. And my nurse doesn't come back in. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, but it was shift change while I was destroying my bedding. And the nurse that replaced her looked exactly like Katy Perry.
Mm.
And the good Katy Perry, not the I shaved my head off, went nuts Katy Perry, not yeah. American Idol Katy Perry. I mean, I am a lion, hear me roar, hot ass mm-hmm. Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this girl come walking in. I went, oh, no, you got the wrong room. You're not my nurse.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, I am, Mr. Bell. I'm your new. I go, oh, God, please, no.
Did you try
please
to just be
leave.
Like, yeah, did you try to be like, never mind. I'm okay. And then just wait please, for the next shift change.
Please leave. But she could smell it wasn't okay.
Oh,
she goes,
God.
She was so nice, dude. She didn't even grimace once. She goes, It's okay. We deal with this all the time. It's not your fault, okay? This is totally normal. And I go, it's not normal, Katy Perry. Please go away.
No.
This poor thing had to clean me up, clean the bed up, everything else. And the next morning, the doctor comes in. And he's like, how's it going, bud? And I go, not good. I pooped all over myself in front of the hottest person that works in the medical field. And he goes, why? And I go, because I couldn't get out of bed. And my bedpan, he goes, what are you talking about? You could have got out of bed. You were only on bed rest for 6 hours. Like you should have been able to, like, I didn't write that down in your chart. And I said, apparently not. And he goes, oh, my bad, man. I should have wrote it down. I almost killed this doctor, dude. Like, I was like, you're going to need your own hospital bed, you son of a bitch. The whole time I could have got my fat ass up and went to the bathroom and not had that horrible experience with Katy Perry.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah, that's a shame. But did you have it to is. See her again during your stay?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Uh-huh.
That's the yeah. worst.
She was great, though. Like, I remember the next day, I go, hey, got up and went to the bathroom. Because she goes, they always ask you, did you go to the bathroom? We're like, oh, yeah, I did it, too. In there. Not there. In there. She's like, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm poop guy to you. That's what I am.
Yeah, I know, because you know that they probably can't use names, I'm sure, but they could tell you about things that happen to them at work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.